But right now, I want to tell you about an opportunity to help some kids. Speaking of kids, the Mill City Mentors Program, through community teamwork involved in helping out some young kids, putting them in contact with some adult role models, some figures, somebody to spend some time with, somebody to learn from, somebody to help these kids through the toughest part of life. They've got their 19th annual Mill City Mentors Charity Golf Classic coming up, which, by the way, they call the Wacky Tacky Mill City Mentors Charity Golf Classic. We're going to tell you about it, how you can participate, how you can play, also how you can help support it and sponsor it. Bridget Quinn is joining us here in the studios. Bridget is the director of the Volunteer Center at CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated. Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. You were my de facto morning show co-host for a long time there, coming in here so often, and then COVID hit, and this is our first chance to chat in like 18 months.
I know. I've really been missing it, actually, so we know it's been a long time if that's the case.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you here. Ed Banks is joining us as well. Ed Banks is the program coordinator for Mill City Mentors. Good morning to you as well, Ed.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. You've done this before. You've been here on the radio as well.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, before COVID struck, we were here trying to promote the same thing, and now we're going to
do it again.
We ask you to kindly pull that microphone a little bit tighter. You're far more soft-spoken than I am, so we're going to have a hard time picking you up. I believe we're going to get a call from Bill Gillette as well at any moment. Now, Bill is one of the committee members for the 19th annual Wacky Tacky Charity Golf Classic. But tell me the story behind the name, if you would. Wacky Tacky.
Well, a couple of years ago, I'm pretty sure Ed came up with that, just to try to make it a little more exciting and colorful. And we're pretty wild anyway. So.
Yeah, golf is such a sport where you can kind of wear anything and still have fun and, you know, there's some interesting clothes out there that people wear and want to come and make it colorful, make it fun.
I'm looking at the photos that you have in the flyer, and tacky doesn't even begin to describe the one group that I'm looking at over there. But when is the tournament?
September 16th. At Sky Meadow, we have a breakfast start at 8:30 and then tee off at 9:30.
Ooh, how did you get that time, by the way? Most tournaments, you got to get there at 6:30, tee off at 7:30, or then you go in the afternoon and your whole day is shut. You're allowing people to sleep in. How did you pull that off? You must have some clout.
Well, because I'm getting old. So, no, that's... No, Sky Meadow's been awesome to us.
Great course, by the way. One of my favorite courses to play. I rarely miss an opportunity to play that course.
Well, I think you should come out and do it.
I like it too.
I like it. Plus, September 16th, we'll have nicer fall weather. And none of those kids will be out there golfing, you know? Kids there will be the kids are part of the program, right?
Right, they're part of the program. So, we'll have I'm hoping to have a few kids around there, but... You know, it's going to be school time, and it's on a Thursday, so it's going to be a little bit difficult. Maybe some of our older mentors that are out of school can come and help volunteer and help out. That's what we're looking to do.
For the folks listening who don't know what Mill City Mentors does, give us kind of the gist here of the program and how you folks make a difference in young people's lives.
Yeah, sure. So we started the program. We work with age kids 7 to 22 from the greater Lowell area. And our program really is building that bond, that friendship bond between cross-generational kids and adults, that some of these children just don't have the means or somebody to talk to, just somebody to have some fun with, to go to places that they've never experienced before. And being part of the Greater Lowell, there's so many cultural places that they can go to with their mentor and learn a lot. And that's really what we're looking to do.
Who's the typical mentor? How young? How old?
It really depends. Our mentors are 21 and over. So that's one of the criteria.
You need to be adult age.
Yep, adult age. And they go through a rigorous process with me that I have to. I interview the mentors. They get background checked. We do all the checks necessary. And they... typically probably 30s, maybe in their 30s, they have a lot of older people that were with Big Brother, Big Sister. And when we converted, they kind of stayed with us. So I'd say it's pretty much all over.
What are the time requirements?
Time requirements, we asked that our mentors are part of the program for 1 year. And they can decide on what is best for the mentor and the mentee for timing. We asked them to do 2 times a month. But it really depends on schedule. And now with COVID and we have to do online e-mentoring, it's a little bit more challenging. But really, I give them the flexibility because we all live in a world where things happen. And I just want to make sure that the mentors and the parents and the families are all communicating. So we don't want anybody leaving, you know, left hanging, wondering where people are.
And can you take on more than one kid to mentor? Can you have multiple kids and kind of do group things, which I'm sure will be fun as well?
Yeah, so we actually, pre-COVID, we had a few things set up to work in the public school system, in the Lowell school system, working with groups of kids. But once COVID hit, we had to go into individual. Eventually, we're trying to get some group mentoring going. I think it's going to be really beneficial. And it's just a process, really, just trying to get to that point.
Pre-COVID, there was a world before COVID, hard to remember. But I do remember that there was a need. The need kept kind of growing. You needed to match some of these adults with the kids. I would imagine during COVID that that made it so much more challenging, right?
It was really challenging. For me, particularly, I had to convert the entire program of getting in-person mentoring to an online e-mentoring program, which I thought that I wasn't going to get much, but we actually did really well with people signing up and wanting to do the e-mentoring. So it worked really well.
I was just going to mention that golf actually is so popular right now that the Golf Data Tech study just came out, and there's a 78% increase in the purchase of golf equipment. And they are seeing that because of COVID, golf has actually having its best season ever, and it's continuing. They weren't sure it was going to continue, but the mid-year report came out, and it's definitely continuing. We're higher than ever before. It's, matter of fact, it's interesting. It's 13% higher right now in New Hampshire, 1% higher in Massachusetts, but because they were closed longer. The clubs were closed longer. But overall, the entire sport is up so much. I happen to be very friendly with a gentleman that teaches junior courses. He's doubled the amount of courses over by Green Meadows at Deschardes Golf School, and it's amazing. So I think you guys are picking the perfect thing to use right now to support a charity.
Oh, great.
This is such a good sport. This is such a good thing. People want to be outside.
Right.
Yeah, and as we continue to exist in these COVID times, outdoors golf tournaments where you're kind of in smaller groups, people you know and are familiar with.
Exactly.
It is the perfect situation. It's 8:23 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Ed Banks, Program Director for Mill City Mentors, and of course, Bridget Quinn, the Director of the Volunteer Center for CTI. We're hoping to connect with Bill Jeanette at some point before we let you folks go. Bill, of course, is one of the golf tournament committee members. Until we get Bill, or if we don't get Bill, it's going to fall on you to tell me a little bit more about how folks can participate in the
Absolutely.
Tournament here, Bridget.
I can do that. So it's real simple. They can go right on Community Teamwork's website, and there's a link there for Mill City Mentors. And if you sit on that a little bit, I'm sure we have plenty of stuff floating by that will say click here. You can also call 978-654-5679. It should be a great time. We are so lucky to have the sponsors that have already come in and stepped forward. We have a great partnership that Ed developed with Starbucks, and they're actually going to do breakfast for us.
Oh, really? Ooh,
so that's
Starbucks
gonna be
breakfast.
Yes, get you all
providing
started.
All the coffee for us.
Love it.
So it'll be great. And
my wife might be golfing, let alone me.
Hey, bring anybody.
Bring her. I think we should do a little contest, see which one of you does the best. That would be
that
fun.
That would be great.
That would be a good time. We could take bets on which Panos does the.
Who are some of your other big sponsors?
Luckily, we have had quite a great response this year, which is awesome. Jim Hogan, another longstanding committee member from Washington Savings Bank, they are the tournament sponsor, which is amazing. We want to give a thank you to Enterprise Bank, New England Medical Insurance with Steve Millett, Lowell 5, DCU. They've been awesome. And Fred C. Church. So, they really make a big difference for us, and we're so appreciative and grateful, because without you know, the backing of our community. Programs like this would not exist. So we're very lucky.
And it's nice to have those major sponsors. You have plenty of different levels as well. I mean, you can go right on down to a $100 cart sponsor or simply $50 if you want to come have the lunch afterwards.
Exactly. And everything this year is, I mean, obviously golf is outdoors. That's a no-brainer. But everything is going to be outdoors. So typically we would have, you know, a dinner and awards inside and things like that. But due to the circumstances, we felt it was, you know, safer and better to just keep everything outside.
If I remember, they still have that beautiful little patio area.
Yes, they do.
Oh, it's
though,
gorgeous.
As well at Sky Meadows. So, and there's room for golfers too, which you know, by this time of the year, a lot of the golf tournaments have filled up. So folks who are still looking for some opportunities, you can do that. And that's, people kind of take for granted like how much money you can raise by just getting people to show up and golf, because, you know, between, you know, everybody wants to buy a mulligan, you know, I buy like 20 of them, so I can, you know, I make a huge donation. You know, the different con, you know, I assume you'll have some type of casino holes or long drive contest and this and that, and there's just so many ways that, you know, every little bit helps.
Yes,
it really does.
And that's the biggest thing. I mean, especially now where, you know, this particular program relies so heavily on the two fundraisers that we do, the comedy night and our golf tournament, and not being able to do them for the last, you know, year and a half has, you know,
detrimental.
Yeah. So we are really excited to be able to have everyone back and have a lot of fun for the day. So it'll be a great day. And if you're not a golfer, come out for lunch, you know, come have lunch. You can make a donation. Obviously, we need to know ahead of time so we can make sure we have lunch for you.
You have the meals ready. That's important.
You know, but it is great. And Sky Meadow does a fantastic job. Their staff is amazing. And we are going to be doing a really fun little thing that we'll be posting online within the next week or two. So stay tuned.
Ooh, you're leaving me in suspense.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, when you come back on the 31st, you'll have to spill the beans,
spill it.
There in Nashua, Sky Meadow. I'm going to have to stop by. You're right down the street from me.
Gorgeous course.
It'll be great. We'll take pictures. I'll take pictures. I do much better.
Sky Meadow, that's a wonderful thing that they're doing. I think it's terrific. And you guys are very creative to come up with something that you can do during these times.
Well, I have to give Ed a lot of credit during this time, and all of my staff, actually, because we have senior, you know, elderly programs as well, and all of the staff have really done an amazing job throughout this, making sure that our volunteers and everyone involved in our programs has stayed connected, that they've had what they need, whether it be food assistance or any sort of help that CTI can do as a whole or ourselves, you know, as staff and program people. And, you know, Ed was one of the first ones in the state, I believe, to incorporate e-mentoring for our mentoring program and has done it so, so well. And our senior core programs, which is now under AmeriCorps Seniors, we're very lucky to have all three of those programs, and it's been great.
Adapting with the times. comteam.org/millcitymentors is the website. Comteam, comteam.org/millcitymembers. The phone number again, Bridget?
978. I don't know my own number.
It's on your speed
654-5679.
You can also go onto the website. There's applications to become a mentor or to have a child look for a mentor. And everything is right there.
Awesome. Great, great cause, great program. Ed Banks, thank you for the work you do.
Thank you.
Bridget, same to you. And thank you for coming on in this morning and giving folks a little taste of what's to come on that great day, September 16th.
Thanks for having us. Can't wait to see you in a few weeks.